We're going to move on to the offenders portion of the case. Here is Mr. Jerry Ray in the room. Mr. Jerry Ray, please come forward, sir. Mr. Hull, this is a request for reconsideration of a prior board decision here to revoke Mr. Ray's licenses and fishing privileges. Mr. Hull. Oh, I got a promotion.
Yeah. Force of habit. Jerry Ray is beside me here. He wrote us a letter shortly after last month's commission meeting. We received it shortly after last month's commission meeting, asking for reconsideration of this case. The letter is in the packet, as well as the write-up for his last appearance, which was in April of 2017. He's currently serving a 5-year revocation, which will expire in 2022, at the end of April of 2022, and there's no civil penalty imposed.
Mr. Ray, Mrs. Ray, what would you like us to know? Please make your pitch.
I've been doing this, I've been working in water for 26 years. And, as the 1st of July, when General Assembly passed the law of not being able to take your privileges away, no, it's not retroactive, but, I'd just like to get my privileges back to be a deckhand on the boat. I mean, I'm not saying taking my, what I did wasn't wrong, but I've learned my lesson. If anybody's learned their lesson, I have. I just want my privileges back to be able to work back on the boat.
This is Ray. You look like you want to jump in here.
No. Hello. My name is Valerie Ray, and I just wanted to thank the commission for giving us the opportunity to relook at this. To reiterate, Jay got in trouble in 2015, both of his times he had gotten in trouble, and it's been 2 years, and before that time, he had never been on probation with the VMRC. He had never been in front of the board. It was just 2015, and his decision-making was not too good. He had been a waterman for 26 years, and that's the livelihood. That's my family's heritage. My father did this. The hardships that we've incurred during this time have been just watching a man's self-worth. I'm not a public speaker, so my voice is going in and out. I'm nervous. His self-worth has just, it's took a toll on him, to the fact of him saying to me, maybe he would be better off without us to support his family. And just to see that as a wife of 31 years that we've known each other since he was 16 and I was 16. And he's found landscaping jobs since then, but his love is the water. And whenever we didn't even know about y'all relooking at the cases until Gordon Hessel's office called and said that Jay might qualify. So then, of course, I was on it. Another thing, we have two sons. I have a 23-year-old and a 12-year-old. And, I mean, whenever they see the difference in Jay not doing what he loves to do, and what he did was wrong. It was totally wrong, and we're not disputing anything that happened before that. We're just have our opportunity to speak, and that's why we're here. Other hardships that we've encountered was we went through Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And we're, trying to get back on our feet from that. And knowing Jay, how am I word this? I want to choose my words correctly. There's no one out of the 23 or 24 revocations, I would think, that doesn't feel as bad as he does. Because he has to deal with that plus me. So, okay. And then I had heard on a commission meeting, I was listening to the audios where Tony Troy and Michael Green, and I had talked to Tony Troy, but we can't afford to hire him, so that's why Jay has me. And Jay hasn't put a fishing pole in the water since he had gotten in trouble either. Okay. And then another thing, another hardship we've had is just, of course, financial, but it's mental. Mental also. And like my 12-year-old, he got invited to go to a wrestling camp with Penn State University, and we couldn't even do that. And, I mean, wrestling's big for him. We couldn't afford to take him. And I know everybody has a sad story, hardships. And if you're reconsidering, reconsider us. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I mean, someone that's got in trouble and having felonies and just coming out of jail can go to work on the water or being a deckhand. My husband can't do that. And that's all he's done.
Can't take next fishing.
Yeah,
I can't even fishing pole and take my 12-year-old fishing.
I mean, he's not even allowed to do that. And I don't know how the procedure works. I've heard the other commission meetings, and you have to have motions to be able to do this. I don't know what you have to say to try to get a motion. But there's nobody more contrite and nobody that feels as bad. And if there's a lesson to be learned, I think he definitely learned it. I think that's all. And thank you for listening.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. France.
Mr. Ray, do you have any other licenses besides a commercial registration, user fee, all OSHA gear?
No. I had cab license. Yes, sir. I had cabin license, OSHA license, and fishing license.
Do you realize that I think with what I have on page 3 and 4, you have 14 violations in 8 years.
14 violations in 8 years.
Since 2009.
I've never had over 2 tickets in 1 year, the 26 years I've done it. I mean, I've only had... Well, 2016, it was 4. Right. And, I mean, you can see I've never had over 2 tickets in 1 year. In any one separate fishery.
After this,
I've never been put on probation. I've never been in front of the commission for nothing. And everybody just, I'm just saying, I've never had anyone else has been on probation, and I never even had a chance to be even on probation.
Tell us why you think we should give you this or reinstate your license. With 14 violations in the last 8 years.
I just want my privileges, you know. I just want to be able to be a deckhand on a boat. You don't need I don't need a license and stuff to be a deckhand on a boat. I just want my privileges back. I mean, I've sold my boat, and I know that I won't get in trouble being a deckhand on a boat because nothing goes in my name. And I wouldn't do it again no way, so...
Yes, I just want a clarification from Matt. So basically, revoked his licenses for various OSHA violations back in 2016.
That's correct. So
and then he was brought back before us for fishing under revoked licenses.
That's correct. Yeah.
In that same year.
No. So it was in. Well, the offenses occurred in the same year, but the hearing occurred in 2017. So his licenses were revoked in 2016. He committed an offense in July of that year.
So the same year we revoked his license, he was caught fishing without his license.
That's right.
Under a revoked license. And so then he was brought back before the commission for that, and we revoked his license for 5 years. That's why it took. So he should have gotten his licenses back in 2018. But because he was caught fishing with a revoked license, it now has been extended to 22.
That's correct.
All right. For the record, it wasn't just fishing while revoked. It was fishing while revoked 4 times. There were 4 separate occasions on 4 separate dates, and those were convictions. So I just want that for the record. July 12th of 2016, July 15th, 2016, July 18th of 2016, August 4th of 2016.
I'm not contesting nothing that's happened. I just want my privileges back.
Mr. Ray, I mentioned that only to make sure that the record's straight here.
Right.
So, are there other questions from the commission? Commission operates on motions. It takes a motion from the commission, a commissioner here to proceed, and a second. Is there a motion? Is there a motion? Last call, is there a motion? Chair can't make a motion. I don't see a motion. I interpret that as the board's decision not to take action in this case. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Ray.
Thank you.
Good luck to you both. Is Mr. Carlton Duncan in the room? Mr. Carlton Duncan? Yet again? I believe this is month number 4. He has promised to be here because he has an issue, and we've yet to hear from him, so I'm not putting him on the agenda at this point for the foreseeable future. I'm going to jump out of order for a little bit here on this arbitrary list of who goes when. Is Mr. Frank Belvin in the room? Mr. Belvin, would you please come forward, sir? Let me swear you in, if you would, please, sir, and Officer West. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record, Mr. Belvin.
Frank W. Belvin.
Thank you, sir. Stephanie?
Good afternoon. Mr. Frank Belvin has one new conviction, possession of oysters, clam shells, etc., class 1 misdemeanor. Date of the offense was February 3rd. Date of the conviction was June 19th. Officer in charge, Marine Patrol Officer Patrick West. These are Mr. Frank Belvin's 2017 licenses and permits. And these are any relative convictions that he's had.
Officer West, what can you tell us about this case?
Good afternoon. This case is going to occur in the city of Newport News, Mitchell Marine, on February 2016. We identified Mr. Belvin through his MRC records and Harvester reports. While conducting another investigation not pertaining to this case, I had come across information that Mr. Frank W. Belvin and Miranda Belvin had worked several days on the James River, located in Newport News, without the proper gear license. By not obtaining the proper gear license, Mr. Belvin and Ms. Belvin were in violation of harvesting the oysters illegally. Mr. and Mrs. Belvin worked on the same vessel during the oyster season. The Virginia registration number was VA9018HH, also known as Pop-Pop's Girls. Violations occurred on the following days. February 3rd, 2016, they harvested 13 bushels of oysters, and no one on the vessel had a hand scrape license. February 8th, 2016, 7 bushels were harvested, and no one had a license. February 12th, 13 bushels were harvested. Mr. Belvin did have a license, and Mrs. Belvin did not. She was also a crew member on the boat. The legal limit was 12, so they were over their limit by one. Mr. Belvin had purchased his gear license on February the 10th, 2016, at 2:59. Mr. Belvin worked February 3rd and February 8th of 2016 without the proper gear license. On November 29th, I interviewed Mr. and Mrs. Belvin and asked them who was in charge of filling out their mandatory harvesting reports. Mr. Belvin stated that Mrs. Belvin was the one who filled out the reports. When I interviewed Mrs. Belvin, she stated that she filled out the reports regarding the harvest. Both individuals stated to me in an interview that they both had a hand-tong license. Ms. Belvin stated to me that another individual was working on the boat with him, and they were using his harvesting license. That individual was Mr. Ronnie Collier. I asked her why he was not on the harvesting report since she had taken care of him, and she stated she didn't have his number or his MRC number. Mr. Belvin and Ms. Belvin stated they had worked 1 to 3 days but could not give the exact dates. Mr. Collier was not able to purchase any license regarding commercial activity until February 13th of 2016 as his privileges were revoked by the commission. They were charged with charges of fishing without fishing license required, which was a Class 1 misdemeanor, theft of oysters, which was a Class 1 misdemeanor, and the 4 VAC 20-720-80, which was quotas and harvesting limits. All the other charges were null pros for Mr. Belvin except for the theft of oysters, which was a $1,000 fine, 30 days in jail, 30 suspended, and 2 years probation.
Now, what was the date of conviction?
That was the June 19th, I believe. I think it's when it was.
Of 2017?
2017.
This year. Yeah. Okay. Are there questions from the commission, Mr. Zeter?
Is theft the charge? Is that theft from public grounds?
Yes.
Was that theft from public grounds for lack of a license?
Yes, since they didn't have the proper license, or the gear license to harvest the oysters, they were found guilty of actually stealing the oysters.
So, for the record, you said it was a $1,000 fine in court?
Yes.
Other questions? Mr. France?
I have one for Mr. Belvin.
I was going to ask Mr. Belvin to step forward here right now. So, you'll have a question, but I want to hear from Mr. Belvin if you're willing, sir.
Yes,
what
sir.
Happened here?
What happened was we did have another man with us, Ronnie Kaidi, with me, because Mr. Burton was the one that told me to hire him, that he had purchased his license. So I hired him to go with him. I was sick. I didn't even tongue, and my daughter's never tongue. We figured we didn't need no tonguing license, not then at the time. I had a $300 license, user fee, arson license, grape license. Well, I wouldn't buy a $10 license. I mean, it didn't make no sense. And I was sick. The only thing I don't run the boat. Then they tongue, he tongued, and she called. And he never did catch 13 buses. 9 buses as high as he had. Bozo don't even know how many buses we caught. He never give us nothing. He just give him what he thought we'd done.
Are you saying that you didn't know you needed a hand-tongue license?
I wasn't talking about it. I mean, we was like 12 buses to one license. So her and Ronnie Collier, she was calling for Ronnie. Ronnie never did catch no 13 buses. And he was on it. But Bozo lied in court, said he wasn't. He said he never seen him on there. And he's the one told me to hire him.
You were convicted in court.
Yeah, I was convicted in court for not for theft of officers, yeah.
Okay. Other questions from the commission?
You answered my question.
Mr. France.
No, he answered my question.
Oh, he answered. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
He answered my question.
Are there other questions?
On that, man, but, I mean, Bozo didn't see him.
But there are other questions from the commission.
I didn't understand what you just said.
I say the other boy was really on there, but Mr. Burton didn't see him on there. And he's the one who told me to give him a job. He needed the job so he could get some of his money back that they owed him.
Well, who's Mr. Burton?
J.C. Burton, Janice Burton. One we sell horses to.
And I believe I heard something. I think the officer had asked, I guess it's your wife, she filled out the report. Why?
No, my daughter does.
Oh, your daughter. Okay.
My daughter.
Why wasn't his name on the report?
Because the truth to be told, because he didn't Bozo give him cash, and he didn't want nobody to know he was working. Okay, but he Bozo told me that his mother he purchased his license for him.
Well, who's Bozo?
Janice Burton.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what we call him, Bozo. Janice Burton. He said he purchased a license for him and told me he gave him a job. He needed to get some of his money back that Ronnie owed him. So I gave him a job for a few days. I couldn't work nowhere. I had a pneumonia. And he never did catch no 13 buses neither, which that was one over 12. He was probably lad 12, but he never had no license neither, the truth be told. I didn't ask to look at his license. Bozo, I took his word for it.
Mr. Belvin, were you the captain of the vessel?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on these harvest days? So you said you didn't know you needed a hand tongue license.
Oh, I knew I needed a hand tongue license, Mr. Bull. But I hadn't been working. I hadn't been got my. I was sick. I was sick of the dog. I had pneumonia. Only thing I done was drove the boat there and drove the boat back.
You purchased your hand tongue license here.
On the 10th.
On the 18th of February.
No, I got mine on the 10th.
I stand corrected. You're correct. So there were days that you were participating in harvest without a hand tong license,
but then you did get a hand tong license. I didn't even work,
Mr. Bull. Okay. Well, your captain.
I drove the boat over there and drove the boat back. Ronnie told me, my daughter called.
You don't think that's.
What they have is 9, 8, 9, 10 bushels.
That's not participating in oyster harvest by driving the boat on a commercial vessel?
Well, they couldn't drive it.
Okay.
No, I don't. I won't get nothing out of it. The gas.
Officer West, I have a question for you here. What was Mr. Belvin's demeanor when he was issued the summons?
He was polite and cooperative.
Okay.
He was.
Thank you, sir.
I got a question for you, officer.
Mr. Zeter.
All right. When somebody goes out like this, is there a certain amount of people allowed on the boat?
No, you can have as many people as you want, but having the commercial card, the user fee, and the hands-on license allows you the 12 bushels. You have to have all three. And when he didn't have the third one, and she didn't have the third one,
which was the $10 one,
technically put him in violation. And the numbers were pulled off the mandatory harvest report, which Miranda had filled out. That's where the case had originated from, was the numbers off the report.
Mr. Packard.
So what you're saying is the number 13 is their number, not someone else's.
It was written on the harvesting report.
It was written on the harvesting, and they got paid on that.
Yeah, and matched with Mr. Burton's invoices and checks. It all matched the harvesting reports. And what Mr. Burton said in court, I don't know. I wasn't. We had stepped out when the testifying was going on. So,
Mr. Ballard.
So can you walk me through how you uncovered this? You were reviewing mandatory harvest reporting and saw the number 13, which is an odd number to see?
Or? I was investigating another case, and I had gotten some information that they had worked several days. So I went back and checked their licensing history and compared it to their harvesting reports and found out they didn't have a license and they harvested it illegally.
Mr. Zedra. So when you go back and check the buyer, mm-hmm. You said you checked his checks and everything kind of matched up?
Copy of all his financials, yes, sir.
Who got paid for those 13 bushels?
Mr. Belvin's name was on the envoy.
Frank Belvin?
Yes, sir. All checks were made to Mr. Belvin.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Anything else you would like to add? Anything else do you think we should know, Mr. Belvin? Okay. Stephanie, what is the matrix guidelines for this particular offense?
Harvesting oysters without an oyster user resource user fee and gear license. So that's the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction, harvesting oysters without an oyster resource user fee and gear license, should result in a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. The matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Belvin on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 24, 2017, through October 23, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Belvin's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Belvin appearing before the commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
So that's a guideline the commission uses here on keeping offenses decisions within some parameters. It's a suggestion that you be put on probation for a year. This is the board's decision. They decide this. I don't make a motion because I'm the chair. So what is the board's decision? What is the will of the board? Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff recommendation of a one-year probation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Is there a discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. It's a one-year probation effective today, Mr. Belvin. So, just friendly advice.
I tried to show it wrong.
Let's try especially hard.
This is really a mistake, man. I mean, I know you're where you're looking at. I know. But
I hope so, because, you know.
I would have bought a $10 license. And my daughter, she didn't even think she needed it. Because you had the $300 user fee license.
Just dot the I's and cross the T's. You know, I don't think any of us want to see you back here like this, Mr.
Bellman. No, I don't either.
I don't think you want to come back here.
No, I don't. I've been here one time in my life, and I didn't get results here, so...
Okay, so you're a probation, Mr. Belvin. If you go with the, do you want to wait and go with your daughter? We're going to address her case, but the officer will give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights in case you want to appeal the board's decision to the court.
No, I don't want to do it.
Ms. Belvin? Let me swear you in. Raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Miranda R. Belvin.
Okay, welcome, Mrs. Belvin. Yes. Is it Miss or Mrs.? Miss Belvin. Thank you. Stephanie.
Okay, Ms. Miranda Belvin, her new conviction. Were theft of oysters, clamshells, miscellaneous, class one misdemeanor. Date of offense was February the 3rd, and date of conviction was June 19th. She had a second violation, date of offense February 13th, date of conviction June 19th. Marine Patrol Officer Patrick Wilson case. Ms. Belvin's license histories for 2017 and 2016 are here, and in her previous conviction is the one
Officer West.
Yes, sir. Ms. Belvin was the crew member that had worked on the boat the same day. Pretty much the same circumstances. The February 3rd, the harvesting of the 13 bushels, she was on the boat. Didn't have a license. February 8th, same thing. Seven bushels, no one on board had a license. The one that probably sticks out is the February 18th of 2016. There were 14 bushels of oysters harvested. Mr. Belvin had his license. Ms. Belvin did not. Ms. Belvin purchased her license at 3:39 p.m. that afternoon. The time limit for hand-tonguing is 2 o'clock. Records show that Ms. Belvin had harvested without a license, but bought her license later that day. This put the crew and the vessel over the limit by 2 bushels. Like I said, she was responsible for filling out the harvesting reports. I interviewed her on the 28th. After I interviewed her, I tried to have a follow-up interview a couple days later, and I was never trying to get her to explain, you know, what was going on. She would never return a phone call. At that point, I assumed that she had stopped talking, and went ahead and proceeded with the charges. Identified her by her MRC number, harvesting reports. The offense took place in Newport News on Mitchellville Marina. And we took out the charges on the same offenses, which was the fishing license required, which was the Class 1 misdemeanor, the 225 code, the theft of oysters, which was a Class 1 misdemeanor, and the 4 VAC 72080, which was closing harvesting limits. The 225 and the 72080 were null prost, and she was convicted of theft of oysters, which was a $1,000 fine, 30 days in jail, and 2 years probation. I believe there were two convictions on the theft of oysters because it was multiple days. But like I said, the one was just $1,000 fine, 30 days in jail, 30 suspended.
So 30 days in jail was suspended?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Correct. Other questions of the officer?
I got one.
Mr. Zietner.
Yes,
It seems like the second conviction, or let me do it this way, the conviction of the charge on February 18, 2016, for the theft of oysters, the court suspended the $1,000 fine as well as the jail time. Is that right?
Yes. Two convictions, one suspended and $1,000 fine, 30 days in jail suspended.
Thank you.
Are there other questions? Ms. Belvin, please step forward. What do we need to know? What happened here?
Well, like my dad said, you know, I drudge with them all year. As you can see, I always have my licenses. I was under the impression that if you buy the commercial card and the user fee, you're allowed to be on the boat. Well, apparently I was wrong because I got these tickets for hand tonguing, and I've never tonged a day in my life. Never. Never, never, never. Just a cowboy. That Mr. Collier went with us. My dad missed several days, as you can see the gap in our harvest report. My dad missed several days due to his pneumonia. When we went back, Mr. Collier had quit. So that was when I purchased my hand tong license. But I don't tong.
It's hard work.
It is.
Ms. Fazeker, you filled out the harvest report?
Yes. And as I told Mr. West the night he came and spoke to us, what I filled out our harvest reports on was a piece of computer paper that Mr. Burton had gave me where he went back in his report and his financial record and said, oh, well, you worked this day. I had a day, as Patrick can testify, I had a day written down. We had 9 bushel. Bozo has us down for 0. We didn't even go that day. That's how messed up the paperwork got. And I tried to explain that to Patrick.
Well, if your dad was sick, he was driving the boat, right? You were there. And you weren't talking.
I just called.
You called. And you didn't know that there was a 12-bushel limit on the license?
Yes, sir, but I thought that user fee covered my 12-bushel. I thought you only had to buy the hand tong if you actually got on the washboard and did the tonging.
Okay, my understanding of what was testified to, that you didn't put this other gentleman on the report at all. Is
yes,
that right?
I could. I tried and tried several times to get his commercial card number from him. He avoided us. He went on our boat when we weren't at the creek, got his oilskins and his boots off. We have yet to see him. We were going to subpoena him to court, and we could never get up with him to subpoena him to court to go to court to testify for us that he was on the boat.
No further questions. Other questions from the commission? Officer West? Same question as before. What was her demeanor when she was served?
When I interviewed her the first time, she was polite and popular. She did speak to me. And like I said, I tried to get a second interview with her to clear this up. And the day she was talking about where they had it, there was a limit they didn't have, we didn't charge her for that day. So it was just based off.
No, I was just using that to show that the paperwork got messed up that month.
It was, we didn't. It was his friends. So. But she was polite and popular.
Okay, thank you. Stephanie? What does the matrix guideline suggest as guidance to the board?
So, commission guidelines for sanctions specify the 2 convictions, harvesting oyster without an oyster resource user fee and gear license within a 2-year period should result in a 1-year revocation of all licenses. In accordance with Section 28.232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to revoke all Ms. Belvin's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 24, 2017, through October 23, 2018. The Court of Virginia also allows that the commission purchase issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Ms. Belvin's licenses during this revocation.
I had a thought that you might have a reaction to that.
Please don't take my license. I didn't mean to do this. I swear to God, I've always bought my license. As you can see, I've only had 1 other ticket. And when we went to court for that, his got put under a year's advisement, and his was thrown out a year later, and I got prosecuted for it. I've never been in any trouble on the boat. I behaved myself. I'm just a deckhand. I know now that whether I need them or not, I buy all licenses. Please don't take my license. My house burned down May the 11th. I'm going through a lot of crazy stuff. I've lost everything I had. It's just came home from Orchard. My dog's dead. My cat. Don't take my license.
You sound like a country music lyric.
I'm telling you, it's been that kind of year.
Mr. Prince, you had your hand up.
I believe there's, been some confusion here. With Miss Belvin and her father and... I don't think we're going to see this again, and I would recommend 6 months probation.
I second.
I'll take it.
And because she has...
Not an auction.
She only has one violation in the past, except for this incident right here that we're discussing today.
So it's motion by Mr. France for a term of probation of 6 months effective today, and it's a second by Mr. Minor. Is there discussion on this? Mr. Tankard?
Yeah, it seems to me one thing. I mean, that I would be hard pressed to give her something greater than her father. I mean, it seems like they were more or less together. So I'll just throw that out there. I could go with the 6 months as well.
Further discussion? Lucky day. Call the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. I think this is justice.
You're awesome.
Ms. Belvin, you understand the seriousness of this. Dot the I's, cross the T's. You don't want to be back here. We don't want to see you back here like this. If you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter spelling out your appeal rights.
Thank you.
Thank you, Officer West. Mr. Thomas P. Crosswell, Jr. Mr. Crosswell. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Officers, you're testifying as well. Do you hereby testify that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Thank you very much, gentlemen. Stephanie, what can you tell us?
New conviction of obstruction of toll rings. Big offense was July 18, 2017. Data conviction was 11-2017. The officer was Marine Officer Todd Jones. The second was failure to register as a FAB agent. Data offense was July 24, 2017. And the date of conviction was August 21st, 2017. Marine Patrol Officer Thomas Ford. Mr. Crosswell, 27 and 2016 license permit, and his previous convictions.
Officer Jones, can we start with you first, please?
Yes, sir.
If you approach the microphone, make sure that it's all on tape. What can you tell us about this offense on July 18th of this year?
On July 18th, 2017, myself and Officer Fred Mitchell with the Marine Police were out patrolling in the Great Wicomico River in Northumberland County, specifically checking crab pots. For violations and in the Ingram Bay area of the Great Wicomico River. We began checking a string of yellow and blue striped crab pots having the MRC number 1905 on them. And during that time, we pulled 17 of these pots. Out of the 17, we found six that were in violation for having their coal rings obstructed. We took pictures of a number of the obstructed coal rings. And returned to shore. After some investigation, we found out that the pots were being fished by Mr. Thomas P. Crosswell, Jr. as an agent of Mr. Edwin W. Rice. I was not able to catch up with Mr. Crosswell until July 21st when we met in Burgess, and I issued him one summons for obstructed coal rings. Mr. Crosswell was very cooperative when I met with him, and he did request to see pictures. I did not yet have them. They were on a cell phone, but I told them that I would show them to him in court. On September 11th, Mr. Crosswell failed to appear on his court date and was found guilty in his absence of obstructed coal rings and was assessed a fine of $150.
Are there questions of the officer regarding this incident, Mr. Zedron?
Describe the coal rings that were improper.
Yes, sir. The wire that holds the coal rings into the crab pot by being bent around the inside rim of the coal rings was sticking out, thus not allowing small crabs to exit the coal rings.
In your opinion, is that something that the water could do, or is that something that someone has to manually pull that wire back?
Someone could manually pull it. It could happen from two pots getting stuck together, possibly, when they were being moved. What caught our eye, and we would never charge just a single pot, caught our eye was that out of 17 pots, six were in violation.
Were those six kind of the same, the way that the coal rings were not proper the same way?
No, sir. They were actually different types of pots with a different method for holding them in. So it was a variety of different pots.
Okay. Thank you.
A variety of different techniques.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there other questions from the commission? Officer Wilkins? There was another incident July 21st of 2017. What can you tell us about that, sir?
On July 21st, 2017, Master Officer William Franklin and I had been on Great Wicomico on a special assignment. We had just left the area, and I was contacted by Officer J. Mitchell, who stated that Officer Kyle Jones was conducting surveillance on the Great Wicomico River and was watching a Carolina skiff with five people on board that was pulling crab pots. I contacted Officer Jones, spoke with him, and he requested that I make contact with the vessel and identify all persons on board because he was investigating the complaint of the obstructed coal rings, which you just heard about, involving Mr. Crosswell. MPO Jones said that he believed the person running the boat was Mr. Croswell and that his pots were painted to resemble a bumblebee with the VMRC ID number 1905 on them. As Master Officer Franklin and I approached the Carolina skiff, Mr. Croswell was in the process of pulling a pot with the buoy that was orange and white with VMRC ID number 3511 displayed on it. I made contact with the Carolina skiff. Mr. Croswell was identified as the operator of the vessel. I spoke with Mr. Croswell and advised him that I was going to conduct an inspection. Croswell could not provide any licenses of any kind at the time. When requested to do so, it was learned that Mr. Croswell was an agent for Mr. Edwin Rice with the VMRC ID number 1905. When I asked Croswell why he was pulling the orange and white pot buoys, he raised both arms and said, "You got me." Croswell stated that the orange and white buoys belonged to his father, Mr. Croswell Sr., and that he was not an agent for him. I did charge Mr. Croswell with failing to register as a CRAB agent, as long as with two other charges. And on August the 21st, 2017, Mr. Croswell appeared in Northumberland County General District Court and pled guilty to the charges. He was found guilty and assessed a fine of $100, and he was very polite and cooperative during the whole encounter.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Tacker.
What did you think he meant when he raised his hand and said, "You got me"? I didn't really get them.
He was fishing his father's crab pots, and he was a registered agent for somebody else, and you can only be a registered agent for one person at a time. So he was in violation by working his father's pots.
So you think he clearly knew that?
I believe he did.
Okay.
Are there other questions from the commission? Mr. Croswell, this is your turn. What happened here? What happened with these cases?
It's a case of straight. The night before, we'd all been getting drunk, and I had all my agency permits. I had all my agency permits and my wallet, everything set right beside my couch to wake up in the morning. I went, got up that morning. My brother at 4:30. Wake up! You're not getting up. You get off your girlfriend. Get up! You gotta go. You gotta go crabbing. You got more important stuff to do. I said, okay, I guess this is really more important. You've been crabbing half the summer with no license, no nothing, and you haven't been stopped yet. What's one more day going to hurt you? Well, after that, went on out the door, got on the boat. I said, today is going to be the day I get a ticket. You can come or you can stay. I already knew fishing my dad's pots, it was illegal of me to touch them because I did not have his registered agency paperwork because I do not want to be an agent for Thomas Paul Croswell Sr. Thomas Paul Croswell Sr. and Thomas Paul Croswell Jr. are on not speaking terms. We tried crabbing together for the summer. My brother owns 250 of the C1905 crab pots. I'm not sure which crab pots were in violation. I'm pretty sure there are some violations. If we went through all of them right now, you'd probably find a whole bunch. But I haven't been fishing the gear for the last 3 months, and the buoys have still been overboard, and my father and them have still been fishing them. I am in the wrong, point blank, period, and I understand that. I understand why I've been called to put the board.
Are there questions from the commission or observations? Mr. Zedrin.
Do you have any explanation about why the pots were in the condition they were in?
No, sir. The crab pots, we were working on them as we were putting them overboard, so it might have been two or three obscured things that were missed in the process of doing all that and moving around. A crab would grab a hold of them from the time to time. We did not intentionally obstruct the coloring, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Mr. Croswell, you're asking us to believe quite a series of coincidences there that happened to a third of your crab pots and the coal rings were all...
My brother owns all of the gear. I own 100 crab pots of my own gear. I was told if I'm going to crab with him, he's going to listen to me when it comes to his gear. I told him, if I listen to you, you've already got me one oyster ticket this year alone. I'm going to get another ticket because of you. And he did not foresee what I already saw coming. And now my father and him are fishing on a different vessel, but had the same problem.
Okay. You know why we have call rings?
Yes, to let small crabs out.
Exactly.
I understand it completely.
We need small crabs to make more crabs.
More for me.
And more bigger crabs.
I understand
right.
that.
It's for your benefit.
Yes.
Other questions, observations, comments from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
This is a comment, perhaps, but, since he was an agent for Mr. Edwin W. Rice, why aren't we seeing Mr. Edwin W. Rice here?
Separate case.
Pardon me?
Separate case.
We'll see him.
I don't know off the top of my head, Mr. Tankard.
That is the man that plays the role of my grandfather. I'm pretty sure. If you don't mind me asking, what is the question you're trying to ask?
Well, if you're the agent, you're doing his work.
Yes.
So he has responsibility for you. What I would suspect. I mean, somebody working for me, I got responsibility.
It's true to an extent. It's the person that's working the gear's responsibility to how the gear is set up.
Sure.
It is my fault, not Mr. Rice's fault in this case.
I appreciate your comments.
Stephanie? What do the matrix guidelines suggest in this particular set of circumstances?
So he has actually the unapproved person, this one here working as an agent, uninstructed call lanes. The commission matrix of guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of obstructed call lanes and one conviction of failing to register as a crab agent within a 2-year period should result in at least a 2-year probation. In accordance with Section 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Quadwell on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of the commission meeting, October 24, 2017, through October 23, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Quadwell's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 2-year probation will result in Mr. Quadwell appearing before the commission for a hearing on a license.
So, Mr. Croswell, that's the suggestion the board put you on probation for 2 years. Do you have a reaction to that?
2-year probation is, I understand it. The fact of the matter is, point blank period, as captain on the vessel, it's my responsibility to make sure things are right. I didn't take responsibility as captain to take it over as that.
You will in the future, will you not?
I will do more than that.
All right. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedron.
I think this guy's honest. In the last hearing, or not the last hearing, but one of the last hearings, the gentleman was questioning the number of bushels reported when his own daughter reported it. And I just got a feeling for this guy that he's telling the truth. You got two convictions for something happened on the same day. And I think there's a lot of difference between an obstructed call ring and stealing oysters. And I move that we put him on 6 months probation.
It's a motion by Mr. Zedron for a term of probation of 6 months. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? The motion fails. Well, Mr. Minor, are you seconding it?
No, I just have some, I'm waiting for you.
We don't have a second, Mr. Zedron. I'm sorry, motion fails for lack of a second.
Right.
Mr. Minor?
I move that we put him on 1 year probation.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Minor, second by Mr. Zedron for a term of probation in this case of 1 year, effective today. Discussion?
I guess Mr. I have a couple comments. One, first of all, his testimony was different, refreshingly too honest, maybe. More information than I need to know. But obviously he's well aware of the regulations, and he knew that he was breaking the law. And he made comments that he'd done it before and just hadn't been caught. He knew that he just had a feeling this time he was going to get caught. And so actually, with his, it's not like he didn't know what he was doing. He went out there and did it, and he knew he was doing it, and he got caught. I guess I don't agree with the Of course, I like you, and I like this testimony, but I really think the guideline recommendations are good. I don't see a reason for being more lenient than what the guidelines suggest.
Mr. Meyer?
I just wanted to make a statement. I really don't see a long history, you know, as we see other, you know, other offenders when they come in here. So there's not really a long history. So please keep that in mind if you all can.
Right. A long history of him being caught, but he self-reported a long history of breaking the law.
Mr. Pratt?
Yeah, I just have a comment also, you know, and it's along Mr. Neal's line of thought, you know. It, you know, throws his hands up in the air and says, "You got me." So evidently he knew he was wrong. But I do agree with Mr. Miner. He does have a short list of violations.
Mr. Zeter?
You know, and he went to court without a lawyer and pled guilty, and, you know, he stepped up to the plate. That's important to me. You know, I agree with what Dr. O'Neill said here, and but that's true of a lot of those people that come before us there. And this is his payday, so he finally got caught. But he hadn't tried to wiggle out his thing, didn't try to wiggle out in court, just stepped up there like he should, a good waterman, and take his music.
True that.
We have a motion and a second properly made here on the table here for a term of 1 year probation in this matter. Is there further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any no's?
No.
No by Mr. Ballard. The chair votes aye as well here. The motion passes 7-1 here. Mr. Croswell, here, listen to me carefully here. Do it right. Therefore, these regulations are for a reason. Ultimately, they're to benefit you and your fellow crabbers. Dot the I's and cross the T's. You got quite a break here today. You really did. We don't want to see you back. Don't want you knowingly violating the law. Don't play roulette with this. Don't do it. So, you're on probation for a year effective today. If you go with the police chief there, he'll take you downstairs and give you a letter that explains your appeal rights. I do not want to see you back here.
I want to see you in different conditions.
Different conditions, that's a different issue. All right. Good luck, Mr. Croswell. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, officers.
Yep. Yep.